time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone is doing well today. It's and have been out achieving goals, making things happen, or at least out playing. It's summertime. We're supposed to be out there playing. There's a lot of great things to do, a lot of great physical activities, and just taking time to enjoy what you've done so far this year and what you have this year, to enjoy the friends, your physical abilities, where you live, all of those wonderful things, basically having gratitude. And this is what we're going to talk about today is gratitude and desire. So there's a couple of things going on here with this is many people, we all have goals, and goals are established from a desire to have something more, to be more, to accomplish more. And these desires are important for us. It's a motivation. It's an energy for motivating us to move forward. And gratitude is appreciating what we have and really understanding that we are blessed in what we do have, regardless of where we are in our accomplishment of our goals. What some people get confused is, how can I be grateful for what I want and still desire more? Well, there's an interesting thing with gratitude is that it basically works on the law of attraction, right? So where energy flows, where your attention goes, and results show. So if you're always looking for what you don't have, acknowledging what you don't have, you will then tend to get more of what you have, which is what you don't have. When you can be grateful and really be grateful for what you have accomplished so far, what you have so far, basically, in order to be grateful, well, not in order, but to help be grateful, it is important to be in the now, to be present. Because when you're in the present moment, right here and now, there is no future, there is no past, there is just now. And so when you can focus on all the things around you, and it could be, it doesn't even have to be stuff that you accomplished, like I mentioned at last week's and earlier to this podcast, be out in nature. There, no matter where you are, there is always a place to go. There's a park somewhere, and be grateful for the ability to have to go to this park, or to go out on a trail, or to go hiking, or to go to a friend's house who has a beautiful garden in the backyard. These are all wonderful things that when we're in the now, we can really appreciate. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be something that we've accomplished, although that does help as well. And when we can take time in the now and look at where we are, whether we're in an apartment, whether we're in a home, whether we're in a motorhome, we are. If you're listening to this, you're alive, and you have the capacity to get access to the internet and to do great things with that. So when you can be grateful for what you have and really appreciate what you do have, and then when you start to plan for your future, you create the desire. And so you kind of go back and forth between a future-oriented when you're taking action, right? So during the week when you're going after your goals, you're taking specific action plans. The action happens in the now, but you're taking that action because you have a desire for something more. You have a desire for something, and that's that goal. And then at the end of the day, I would suggest that you go through a gratitude acknowledgement. Look at all the things that you did do. Look at all the things that you have and just be extremely, extremely grateful for that. And that would be a great meditation as you go to sleep. But those two of them, the gratitude and desire, really do go hand in hand, because the fact that when you are grateful for what you have, you will attract more into your life that which you desire. The other thing is, if when we're not grateful for what we have, we tend to be basically ungrateful, which creates disempowering self-talk. And when we have disempowering self-talk, it limits us to our actions, it limits us to our vision, it limits us to lack, or it creates more lack of us. So when we are effectively ungrateful for what we have, or take what we have for granted, then we have this self-talk, well, I want more, I want this, I want that, why can't I get this, why can't I lose this weight, why can't I find a perfect mate, why can't I do this, why can't I do that? And we start going down this disempowering self-talk. When we can acknowledge and be grateful for what we have, it will shift our self-talk, it will shift our energy to more appreciation and gratitude, and that will help our vibrational energy attract to us that which we desire. Now, of course, we have to take action. So action is the key. But if you're taking action from a place of gratitude, that action's going to be more supportive in what you want, of what you want and what you desire. If that action is taken from a place of ungratefulness or entitlement, it will be a disempowering energy, and you will not achieve all that you want. You may get some of those things, sure, and then they will disappear. So take a look at, my suggestion is, look at your goals. And again, you know, if you don't have any goals, why bother? You have to have some goals. You have to have, even if you don't know your big, big goals 1 year from now, pick something that you can work on so you can practice this gratitude and desire. So it may be you want to lose 10 pounds and be at 6% body fat. It may be that you want to generate an extra $1,000 a month. It may be that you want to find your mate, your perfect mate. Well, first, before you find your perfect mate, you have to go out on some dates. So perhaps being grateful for people in your life that can help you attract a person to go out on a date with. Because all these things, we tend to focus too much on the end goal, which is great for the desire, but then we're not grateful for where we are in the assistance and where we are in life to achieve that desire. So again, if you wanted to lose weight, well, perhaps you want to lose 30 pounds. Well, be grateful that it's not 50 pounds. And be grateful that you have the capacity, because there is, even if you don't belong to a gym, you have the capacity to do that, whether it's through online programs or videos or a personal trainer that comes to your house. The capacity is there, but be grateful that it's not, you know, 100 pounds that you have to lose. And okay, great, this is the way I can do it. If you want to make additional money, let's say $1,000 a month, well, first you might have to be grateful for making a few pennies a day. And when it comes to money, If you want to make extra money, and that is a desire that you have, and you're walking along the street and you see pennies and dimes on the sidewalk and you do not pick them up, then you are not grateful for what the universe is giving you. Because when we say we want more money, the universe doesn't know the difference between a penny and $100. And if there's a penny somewhere, or a dime, or a quarter, and you walk right over it and you can't be bothered to bend down to pick it up, that is acknowledging not being grateful for what the universe gives you. It's all these little things that create, just, it's not, the penny's not going to make you richer, but it's going to acknowledge, it's going to help you acknowledge into yourself and into the universe that there is abundance, and it comes very effortlessly. And when you can show gratitude for that, then the desire to make that $1,000, you'll be moving towards it with a better attitude. So my suggestion then is to write out, you know, the thing that you desire, And then maybe take a piece of paper and write down on the left, on the right side, what you desire. And I would make it very simple. I wouldn't. I would keep it, you know, either a physical, an emotional, spiritual, a financial relationship. And then on the left side, write down all the things that you're grateful for that you have right now that can help you achieve that desire. Really, really get into it. So again, if it's finding a spouse or finding a significant other or your soulmate, look at all the friends that you have. Look at all the, you know, the internet. Even you may not believe in the dating sites, but that is an option. Look at all the meetup groups that you can go to. Look at, be grateful for all of the avenues where you can get out there and meet people. It could be church, it could be a synagogue, it could be a Zumba class, it could be, but write all of these things down and start to appreciate and be grateful for all the ways that you can find that significant other. And it's the same thing with money or fitness, whatever. Do those things, and then you'll start to really appreciate it. And then take action towards your desire, and then at the end of the day, just run through a mental checklist as you're going to sleep and all the things that you are grateful for. And you'll be amazed that within a couple of weeks, things will start to shift. So that's it for today. I've been getting some wonderful, wonderful feedback again on the podcast and emails. Actually, I got an email from an Olympic athlete. So I posted it on Facebook. I'm so honored and privileged that I have Olympians, gold medal Olympians, listening and acknowledging my blog post as well as my podcast. So please provide more feedback on the podcast or even the blogs. And you can do that by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the contact me tab, and then you can either send me a note there or you can leave me a voice message. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.